Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But when you look at it, the more I think about this draft, the more I view it as kind of a fork in the road. You really have two ways of going about this draft, and I kind of want you to go into one of two avenues. Either decide that you're just going to deal with the veterans you got on the roster and try to win to the best of your ability and draft for the future, as in you take that tackle in the first round, you start thinking about wide receiver in the second round. Whatever running back you take in the third round is probably not going to be the full-time starter this year. That'll still be Pacheco. And you just lean into, I'm going to have to change the roster a lot in a year or two, so I'm going to start drafting for those changes now. Or you just decide, we're still in the middle of this run, damn it, and I'm going to take starters. That's what I'm taking. So I'm taking a defensive lineman. I'm taking an edge. As you kind of are at a fork of the road where a majority of your draft picks, I think, you need to decide are about now, today, or about the problem that you're going to run into 1 to 2 years from now where some of this roster is either going to be gone or age out.
Well, based on the consensus mock drafts that are starting to come out more and more, a lot of people have them taking an offensive tackle. And if you take an offensive tackle, that is more about next year, as in 2026, than it is this upcoming year, 2025, in my opinion. We went through it yesterday and we were going through the spots. You know, center, right guard, and right tackle, those are solidified for 2025. Right tackle is not for 2026. Left tackle, I guess you could argue there'd be a competition with Jalen Moore, but I believe they brought in Jalen Moore to be the starting left tackle in 2025. So if they take a tackle like the consensus mock drafts are saying,
that's for the future.
That's a future pick. And they were going for the three-peat, we all know, last year. And so their entire approach of that season was even more all-in than what they had been before and some of the moves that they were willing to make. And you're once again picking at 31. And you go through, and I keep going back to Daniel Jeremiah's comments where he said, look, this may not be the most star-loaded draft or star-studded draft, but it's a draft where you can go and get starters, 3 or 4 starters. Doesn't mean they're starting in year one. It just means like
they're starting caliber
players. And especially at 31, if you're picking the top 10, we're having a different convo. No, I expect you to go get somebody.
I expect you to start this second.
At 31, I think they truly have, as you said, two different paths to go. But in a weird way, you can, in this draft, you essentially do both. You know, I don't want them to take a tackle at 31, but I get the thought process. If they do, it sets them up for 2026 to have 3 different options, really, at tackle beyond for 3 years after this year. Running back is the answer is both. They could draft a running back in the second round or in the fourth round, and I would still view it as both the present and the future.
Tough, yeah.
You know, wide receiver is more of a future.
In the first or second, I start thinking he's got a bigger role.
Right.
Third or after, I pretty much assume it's a little more future.
Defensive line is still where we keep going back to because that also is one where it accomplishes both. I think if you drafted a defensive lineman at 31, that player could work in right away on the opposite edge of Carl Loftus.
I think it depends on the defensive lineman, right? Like we know in FAU's case, that was a long-term play.
Yeah.
That was a... And I'm sure there are guys that people are already labeling as developmental guys.
But if I get a, you know, the guy I like in this draft, a James Pierce Jr. or a Walter Nolan, those are guys I think can step in immediately and get you some help at 31. And of course, are long-term pieces. We went through it. Charles DeMahieu is on a 1-year deal. Chris Jones is not getting any younger. George Karloftis is going to need a new deal. Felix right now has really not shown much. There's not many guys that are under contract beyond this year. So I think the position that you can do both and sets you up is actually, once again, defensive line at 31.
It might be the one answer to you are playing both sides of the coin, is in maybe it's accomplishing it. But I think it largely depends on the player and how much you're planning on using that player, because there's immediate snaps for someone on the defensive line right now. They were unable to find those snaps for players they didn't trust in year one. They had no trouble finding those snaps for George Karloftis in year one because they were drafting a more NFL-ready player at that spot. I won't view it necessarily. I think defensive line could be a little of both in the sense that nobody they take at 31 is going to be the full-time starter in the defensive line. But if they're not playing, if they're viewing them as this, like, let's drag it out thing, I just don't want their foot in both waters. Like, I understand that, like, a part-time player, but, like, don't say, well, we're going to take the offensive tackle in the first round, and then we're going to take, like, decide kind of where you're going this, because I do think that there's
you think that they have to, the entire theme of the draft has to be the same? Why can't it be a combination? You say, hey, we're gonna take tackle at 31, offensive tackle, that is. That's clearly more of a future thing, but we also think there's a defensive lineman in the second round that can help us right away. I don't think you have to have the same theme across the entire draft.
I think that this draft is more about that than normal. I wouldn't say that I feel that way for every single draft that exists, right? But in this year's draft, because of where they are in this, for their franchise, where they are in the middle of this dynasty run, where they are, I think they kind of have to decide who they are now. Like, can we, if we just take players who are ready made for the NFL and we find those starters that Riddick was talking about, mm-hmm. can we just keep the train rolling to your point, right? Can we just take all these guys and just keep the train rolling and go through this? Or do we know a year from now that the roster is going to look dramatically different? And I think they made this decision a couple of years back where they went after a lot of guys who were going to be, you know, replacements. And it took them all a year to come around to being the full-time starters. And they had to kind of make those decisions. I understand you're saying a team like, maybe you can do both. I think it's a riskier proposition this year than it's been in a while. That's why I would consider it more of a fork in the road. I'm not saying one player of the 8 you draft can't go off plan, but I do think that you should kind of make a determination going in on it. How you're planning on approaching this. And do you have enough talent right now to still win 13 games if all of these guys, nobody's becoming a day one starter?
Isn't that why you take defensive line, though? Because in a way,
I'd love to take defensive line.
Because though, I think you're playing both sides, but we know that you're getting a starter. So even if they draft James Pierce Jr. and he's not starting ahead of Karloftis or Omenihu, but you know that he is a starter when Charles is gone, or you draft Walter Nolan and you know he can be put alongside right now Chris Jones, or he can be a guy that fills in when Chris Jones needs a breather or whatever the case is. You can bring him in rotation, but you know that when Chris Jones is gone, Walter Nolan is going to be your star-studded defensive lineman, where if they draft offensive tackle, it really feels like we think this guy can be good, and we're kind of hoping that we can develop him into being a starting tackle, or even if the guy doesn't play right away because the defensive line brought everybody back, you know that you have that starter, whether it be next year or 2 years down the line, that you can rely on and not have to worry about developing or him actually panning out.
So what positions do we think are clearly long-term, and which ones do we think are either both or short-term? Because in the first round in particular, if they take a tackle, I truly just don't know how that's not a long-term play. And that doesn't mean it's long-term. Wrong, but that feels like it has to be. The defensive line can be both. Mm-hmm. Running back can be both. Wide receiver would be more of a long-term move. Tight end would be a long-term move. You know, what I'm saying is more of these are long-term moves, based on the position anyway.
Guard would be interesting, I think, because if they
guard could be short-term.
Draft a guard in the first two rounds, I think
it's got to be that.
I think it's an open competition for guard immediately. If it's the third round, then maybe you wait and you just see what happens in regards to things. Even if it's a third round, it might be an immediate thing where if they draft a guard in the first three rounds, they're like, hey, Kingsley, it's you, and it's whoever we drafted. Maybe the best man win, just like last year, and you and Wanye.
Yeah, the only thing that I wonder if we're, and we'll know less, 9 days from now, right? It'll probably be in the weekend, so let's call it 10 days from now, even in the second and third round of the draft. Is there a chance that also somebody that's already in the like a Hunter Norzad, actually competes more for left guard than we're thinking, right? And that maybe that's a little bit more of what we could see as well. And they say, oh, we don't need to draft a guard. How much does this also tell us about how confident they are they get something done with Trey Smith? I still think they're confident they do that. But if they were really concerned, then they need to spend a pick on a guard much higher, because then they're thinking in a year from now they don't have a left or a right guard, or they don't have a right guard, I mean. So I think the Trey Smith scenario also could change how they draft. Although I still think, I don't know if you guys have changed, I still think they get a long-term deal done before the deadline in July, with Trey, because I think it would be a complete disaster considering how they went about the offseason if they traded Joe Tooney without thinking they could get this deal done long-term with Trey Smith.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes back. That's tougher because, like, you're like, but I hate drafting for the what if we don't sign the guy thing, because I understand, like,
They have more insight than we do. So, like, they probably have a realistic view of how, you know, is it going very poorly or is it, no, it's just taking time. We still feel really good. But I just, like, drafting a guard if they drafted a guard in the first round, you guys would all start getting nervous, wouldn't you, about the Trey Smith potential?
I wonder why you didn't trade Trey Smith or let him go out in the free agency market. Or, like, boy, they hate Kingsley Suamataia. Like, whatever they said about, like, we think you could be a guard. You mean swing guard in a backup capacity, because you sure as hell didn't mean as a starter. Because if you spend a first-round pick, he immediately should be the favorite to win the job. But, heavy favorite. Like, not maybe he gets the gig. Like, he should be the starter. And if he's not, now things have really gone awry. You spend a first-round pick on a guy who couldn't beat out a guy who was taken in the late second, who couldn't even keep his job after three games? I don't love that. That'd make me feel very uncomfortable very fast in their guard situation, especially because they're coming off of a future Hall of Famer at left guard. So that position, we'll find out how much it matters. It's going to be one to watch this year, to say the least.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.